Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. In some ways, the schools in Stockbridge, Michigan, have a sad task in educating their youth. Stockbridge is a rural village with very little economic opportunity. The schools want kids to succeed, but that success often means leaving town. I've been reporting on the schools in Stockbridge. This final report takes us to the high school, where college readiness and technical skills aren't mutually exclusive.
We got it, Cody.
In teacher Dwayne Watson's classroom, the only desks are broken ones people hope his students will fix. It's an enormous room filled with lots of machines and classic rock playing in the background.
We have 1, 2, 3 full-on cars in this garage right now.
Yeah, 4 actually, and 1 compact utility tractor, a snowplow going on a truck, a totally student-fabricated tandem axle trailer.
This shop is part of a serious effort by Watson and the schools in Stockbridge to keep technical classes from slipping out of the curriculum, like they have at a lot of other places. There's no stigma around these classes at Stockbridge. Both students and teachers say this. The classes are not designed for kids who can't succeed in a regular classroom. They're for everyone. 3 students, all seniors, are working on the cars while I talk to Watson. All 3, like Jacob Crumrie, are going to college.
I'm going into mechanical engineering and material sciences at Michigan State, so...
All 3 are going to study engineering. The other thing about these technical classes is that they're innovative. There's a wood shop, but it also gets used by kids learning to build wind turbines and work all kinds of technology in the green energy field. And then there's underwater robotics.
I'm Jenny Spink. I'm part of our marketing department.
Spink is a senior. Last year, she helped raise about $40,000 so she and the rest of the team could go to Palau. That's an island in the South Pacific about 8,000 miles from Stockbridge. They're going again this year. The students build underwater robots themselves and then use them to help a nonprofit look for missing American pilots and airplanes from World War II. But they try not to let it go to their heads too much. Buck Posiewak says the team has a motto.
Kiss, keep it simple, stupid.
The school district seems to try to live by that too. The district doesn't have a pool to test out their robots, so they usually use a big metal cow trough they've put in a classroom. This district knows how hard it is to pay for a good education. That might be why college readiness means something different here. Stockbridge can help kids get ready for college, but they can't help pay for it. So Stockbridge has a lot of AP classes. Kids can get college credit for those, credits they don't have to pay for later. They can dual enroll in community college while in high school and pick up more credits that way. And the technical classes make it more likely students will be able to get jobs right after high school and help them pay for secondary education they'll need. To do this, the district had to spend a little more money instituting a block schedule. It's more like college. The classes are 1 semester long and last for 2 hours. That lets kids take more classes, and Jenny Spink, the marketer extraordinaire, likes it.
I take an auto class, and you can't do anything in 50 minutes. So having a block is really nice to accomplish things.
For all they do, it seems like the high school and the whole school district are nearing the breaking point. The district has been making cuts for years. The state budget might pass along a little extra money this year, but the district expects it won't give them much breathing room. Still, for now, for kids who care and want educational opportunity, they can get it in Stockbridge. Hopefully, they can go wherever they want after that. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.